The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases across New Zealand could rise, and that's thanks to a new blood test. Scientists expect the test to reveal some cases of COVID-19 that were missed because of initial rules around swab testing. The study will target healthcare workers or close contacts of confirmed cases found in hotspots in the southern region. Charlotte Cook reports.
The new test evaluates people's blood to see if they've developed antibodies, which appear after a person has had COVID-19. While the test isn't useful for diagnosis of active cases, it shows if someone has already been exposed to the virus. Clinical microbiologist Dr. Arlo Upton says the research is the first of its kind in New Zealand. She says it's specifically been localised to the Southern District Health Board region, which was a hotspot for the virus, but they are targeting who they test.
We're going to look at people who were known cases and the probable cases and their household contacts and also their broader contacts in the community, as well as high-risk people defined by being healthcare workers, as well as tourism workers around Central Otago, and offer those people to enrol in the study to have antibody testing for COVID.
Dr. Upton says the research could give a more accurate picture of New Zealand's COVID-19 spread. She expects there will be additional cases, which will likely come from people who weren't able to get tested under the case definition at the time.
I'm expecting to find that we will see possibly some limited seropositivity, suggesting limited spread in our community, but I'm not expecting to see anything as high as what similar seroprevalence studies have found in other parts of the world.
Clinical microbiologist and associate professor at the University of Otago, James Usher, agrees. He says there are likely more cases to be found.
I think we will see some additional spread, but I think that'll largely be restricted to close contacts. And amongst some of the probable cases, I think will be confirmed by this, although we can't sort of technically confirm them from a public health perspective.
The use of serology testing is increasing internationally to better understand the true infection rate during the pandemic. Auckland University's senior lecturer in immunology, Nikki Moreland, says there are concerns such tests often return false positives. In a country like New Zealand, where the virus isn't widespread, that could cause problems. To combat this, she's developed her own test to double-check every positive result.
It is particularly important in New Zealand because of our low prevalence at the moment, and there's always a chance of false positives, but by double checking all the positive results on another test, we can minimise the risk of false positives.
Dr. Arlo Upton says the results of the study could create confidence in New Zealand's eradication strategy. Equally, the government's tactics could be undermined.
Because obviously the concern is that there may be people with very minimally symptomatic infection in the community who have never been diagnosed, and so despite the lockdowns perhaps did continue to have some contact with people, and obviously the essential workers who needed to continue to have contact. So there's a concern that there may be ongoing low symptomatic spread.
The study, which has input from Southern Community Labs, Southern DHB, as well as Auckland and Otago Universities, is expected to produce results within a couple of months. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.